This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
Yes, you are. You're working together to make our community safe. Aren't you, Electra Willans?
Absolutely. Aren't we all?
We are. That's Electra Willans. Electra's role is the Specialist Content Advisor for Victoria Police. What's the actual title of your job?
I've sort of denoted myself. No, it's not quite like that. Estate Manager of GLBTI Liaison.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And she joins me, Greg Atkins, from the Anti-Violence Project of Victoria, antiviolence.info. And today is the Victoria Police Community Hour. For the next 60 minutes, we're taking you through some discussions about community safety, about your role, because you're the most important person in this partnership, the person listening at Joy 94.9. And we'll talk some Crime Stoppers, a whole range of really interesting stuff leading up to Christmas.
Yeah, we do have some interesting Crime Stoppers today, some of the little bit more unusual ones. We've got some odd spots as well that we're going to do, so some little anecdotal sort of little funny snippets from Victoria Police and what they've been up to as well.
And you're just back from holidays, so where did you go for your break?
Oh, I hate to brag, but Port Douglas, and it was wonderful.
Notice how the constabulary say, hate to brag, and then they brag.
I know, because it's just that little bit where you have to. No, it was very, very nice. The only thing is I'm now missing the private pool that we had access to. I now want one at home, but of course I don't have one.
There you go. This time it's Christmas time, and during Christmas time, the lead up to Christmas, we focus on some crimes today that we need your assistance for. And the first one, of course, is the crime of the week.
And our crime of the week is an unlawful assault that's occurred at Sandringham on the Sandringham Railway Line on the 5th of October this year. We wish to locate a woman responsible for an unprovoked assault of a woman with a disability on the Sandringham Line. It occurred around about 5:20 a.m. in the morning. The victim was sitting on the train when she was approached by another woman holding an open bottle of alcohol. The woman began to verbally abuse the victim before allegedly spitting in her face and punching and kicking her. Another passenger intervened, was also assaulted. The woman was last seen getting off the train at Flinders Street Station. The woman is described as being Aboriginal in appearance with long brown hair and dark complexion. She was wearing a black hooded jacket. We've released images of the woman who we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries, and the case reference for this for Crime Stoppers is CA6526.
Now, those early trains, we're talking about a 5:20 a.m. train. Those early trains, very few people travel, but it's usually the regular ones. It's usually that time of day, that time of the week, you're on that carriage with the same group of people nearly every day. So if you travel early to work, if you're doing shift work, if you're perhaps working in the disability sector or the community sector and you're working early with clients or returning home from an overnight stint, you would have seen those people. Or if you're in construction, one of the gay and lesbian people that works in construction and you're heading off to work, you may have seen either of these, the victim or the photographed person that's in this crime of the week.
And again, we've got really clear photos, thanks to the CCTV on public transport system, of the woman that's got headphones in. There's a good side profile photo of her as well. So we encourage you to go along to crimestoppers.com.au, click on Victoria, or you can punch in CA6526. So that's anyone that travels on the Sandringham Railway Line, or perhaps was at Flinders Street Railway Station around about 5:20 a.m. on the 5th of October.
Wonderful. So get on to crimestoppers.com.au and look out for, I think the reference number is 6526. Is that right, Electra?
Spot on.
Now remember, if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Now, speaking of businesses and organisations, Victoria Police. They wish to protect the spirit of Christmas. What might you say that is? Well, it's a last-minute Christmas shopping that's all going to be happening. I'm sure, I don't know. Greg, have you done your Christmas shopping?
I have done the zip.
Zip?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, I've got bragging rights again. Mine while I was on leave.
I've been counsellor to all my friends that are out there shopping and have taken weeks shopping and not bought one thing.
There you go. I still have to wrap them though. So, but look, it's about shopping, and Victoria Police are, obviously it's an enjoyable time of year. It can be a stressful time of year as well, Christmas. We all know that, and we'll talk about that on another day. But this is around about Victoria Police increasing the patrols at Chadstone Shopping Centre from Friday the 21st of December. It's actually going to be an operation where police are going to be rostered around the clock at the centre with a focus on shopper safety during the busiest time of year for the shopping centre. As you know, it's absolutely massive, Chadstone, and expanding constantly all the time. So there's a number of issues there. And Senior Sergeant Janine Denton from Melbourne Police said that almost over 100,000 people a day are expected to flock to Chadstone during the week prior to Christmas. That's massive, isn't it?
A lot of pockets to pick if you're a pickpocketer.
That's right. If we look at Midsummer Carnival, which is coming up shortly, you know, we get in excess of over 100,000 on one day, but this is a solid for a week. That is a lot of vehicles. That is a lot of people coming and going from one spot. So you can see the reason why Victoria Police really need to support the public and ensure safety. So the priority is really about the public and consumer and customer safety. We won't tolerate any antisocial behaviour, and we'll be also targeting any shop stealing, and they will have on-spot fines available there for any parking issues and also for other matters that occur around the centre. Senior Sergeant Denton also urged that all shoppers remain calm in the busy and congested traffic time, to be patient. We also work very closely with the centre security to ensure an enjoyable shopping experience is had for all. Centre management also plans to handle the busy period of time by putting on extra staff. So Chadstone Shopping Centre will be an extensive traffic management project in place as well to cater for the increase in demand. However, shoppers are encouraged to allow extra time and patience for parking and think about, you know, public transport options as well.
Well, you need to. I mean, I've been there at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning when they do the all-nighters, and it's like middle of the day. It's like Christmas sales.
Yeah.
The people flocking to and from.
And it's not just Chadstone. We'll also increase patrols around other retail areas of Chapel Street, Glenferrie Road and High Street in the lead up to Christmas. So this operation will actually run from the 21st to the 26th of December.
Now, it strikes me that many in the LGBTI community, particularly gay and lesbian community, work in retail, work in the sector that's busy and flat chat during the Christmas period. It may be that your employment or the viability of your business, it might have been flat all year. This is the time that it balances out and keeps you in work. So we all have a bit of a job to do to make sure that goods walk out through that door via the checkout chick.
That's right.
Via the cash register and not in someone's bag or underneath their jumper.
Yeah.
So it's a team effort here, isn't it? So
it is.
It's not just police doing the operation, but it's also shopkeepers liaising through the centre of management, I suppose, at Chaddy and other shopping centres with police on how to do it.
And when we mention about travelling time to allow that extra time, now is a really important time. We have to allow that extra hour to get somewhere. Don't leave it, oh, I'm running late. Honestly, you really have to plan this. And especially even if you're staff, you have to leave that little bit earlier to perhaps get that good car park that's going to be in the shade all day. But, you know, this is about planning because it's hot and it's summer as well. So just a reminder, and we'll touch base later on in the show a little bit about safety around when you're purchasing presents and about your vehicle safety as well.
Now, remember, shop stealing isn't just your slap on the wrist, bit of a fine. Mm. Shop stealing is an indictable offence. You go to in front of a magistrate, you could end up in jail time. I mean, you'll be held. You can be held overnight for shop stealing. Even if it's a Mars bar, you might find yourself locked up for the night. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what the price is. Anything's indictable in terms of stealing from a shop.
Yeah.
So if you've got those urges, this is the time of year to put strategies in place so that you don't do them, because you will be caught. Mm. If you thieve a Mars bar, you will get caught when you go to Chaddy and try and do it on a dress.
Lots of extra eyes watching, that's for sure. So it's not a good time. At any time, but let alone now. So it's just extra vigilance, and we'll talk a little bit about that further on.
So this Police Protect Christmas Spirit, the operation is going to run from 21st of December to the 26th of December, all the way through the Boxing sales, which is good, Boxing Day sales. And remember, if you see something...
Say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Yes, always call 000 if it's an emergency. Now, when you're safe, That's what the Anti-Violence Project is for, and that's where we step up to the plate. You can always contact the Anti-Violence Project by going online to going online to antiviolence.info, click on the link on Report Violence, and you can make an online report of violence, and that'll pop up in our map and pop up in our inboxes. We'll help, I suppose we'll liaise back to police if that's what you want us to do. You also can decide to be totally anonymous in that process. Now, I'm Greg Atkins. This is Electra Wellens. We're here on Joy 94.9, Victoria Police Community Hour. We do, however, have a public appeal on a burglary.
We do, and this is a burglary that's occurred in Southbank, where three men are pictured, and we'll have the photos again through a link through Crime Stoppers, have alleged to be involved in a burglary inside the administration offices of Crown Towers at Southbank on the 28th of September this year. It was around about 10 past 3 in the morning, so another one, an early morning one. These men unlawfully entered the premises. Once inside, they're rummaging through desk and drawers before taking several items. All three men are Caucasian in appearance. The first one is described as being tall, with a crew cut and blonde hair. He was wearing a logo-sleeved shirt, black pants, and had sunglasses hanging in the front of his shirt. The second is described as having a short, dark, wavy hair with a short-sleeved grey or olive T-shirt and black pants. The third is described as being short in height with short, spiky brown hair, and he was wearing a white T-shirt with a USA flag on the front with blue jeans. We've released images of the three men who we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries.
Now, 3:10 a.m. in Crown Towers, admin offices on South Bank. Interesting time because they're still staff and premises. Mm-hmm. I mean, reduced staff, I'm sure, during night time. But Crown are a 24/7 business. They have bookings being made 24/7 for their hotel complex. They have gamblers attending their, well, patrons, one would say, attending their casino. So it's a risky thing to go into any premises within the Crown complex. But 3:20 a.m.?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the opportunity then they've seen.
And who knows, you know, we always sort of guess at why, or the context of why people offend. And it's usually around opportunity and whether or not there was a staff on a break and there was an opportunity or a door left open. So someone wasn't vigilant about a door and leaving a door open, a staff door. So these are the things that are really important for businesses to make sure, you know, staff-only areas are actually secure, and other staff to actually, you know, take ownership of that area if they see someone or something, that they actually say, oh, how can I help you? So you don't have to be confronting in a negative way, but actually questioning why someone is in perhaps an area where they shouldn't be, especially if you work somewhere. You know, question someone. But more, most importantly about these three individuals is that at 10 past 3 in the morning, there could be a fallout from perhaps King Street nightclubs. But the really important thing is here, because there's a group of three males, there's a connection here that we've got. Someone may know one of those, or you may know all three, because obviously they've been working in a bit of a group.
Now, if you're from our community, it's early hours I think it's the Thursday morning, the 28th. It's early hours of the Friday morning, the 28th of September, which means there are particular nightclubs not far away, gay and lesbian nightclubs and mixed nightclubs that operate. If you've been clubbing on that Thursday night into the wee hours of Friday morning, you may well have seen these people on that particular Thursday night, the 27th, into the early hours of the 28th.
Yeah.
And this is your chance to step up, check out these three images, quite good images, on crimestoppers.com.au, looking at reference number CA6518. You may well be the person that has the missing link in the information here. You might have seen them drinking at one of the bars. You might have seen them associating with someone that you know.
Yeah, walking down the street, perhaps kicking over something. Who knows? You may have, you know, this is why it's really important we encourage people to go along and have a look at these images if you were in the area.
So check out crimestoppers.com.au, CA6518. And remember,
if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Yes, always call 000. If you want to get a message back to this show between times, you can email gllo@joy.org.au between the shows, and we're happy to take it on board and consider it. But if you want to ring the GLOWS, what's the best way to contact GLOWS? Electron.
Well, as always, go along to the Victoria Police website to find out your local GLOW. Don't forget that you can put in the search engine once you go in there. Just type in the letters GLLO, standing for Gay Lesbian Liaison Officers, and straight away there'll be a contact list that goes right across the state of Victoria. We've got in rural and metropolitan areas, so that's the best way. Otherwise, you can always contact myself or Gabby on our phone numbers as well, so you can go along and do that. But it's most really important to engage with your local area. And we have some, the list is always growing, which is fantastic as well. And we've got a lot of PSOs that are actually interested in becoming GLOWs. So there's a lot happening. So we really encourage you to make contact. So you can call my office direct as well on 9247 6944 as well. And that's, I can direct you from there.
9247 6944. If you're actually logging onto the antiviolence.info site, antiviolence.info, you'll be able to get a link back to the police site to check out where the GLOWs are as well, because we like to work hand in hand, fist in glove with the Victoria Police on these issues.
I won't make a comment about that.
Pardon me, but just for you, we've got another story that's doing the rounds.
It's a little bit of an unusual one. People may have seen this on other news reports, but this one's for people that live in Northcote. We are appealing for witnesses following a number of underwear thefts in the Northcote in the last month. We have been told that a man has been entering the rear of a residential property in Veronica Street just before 4 a.m. on Sunday the 4th of November. It is alleged that the thief removed several pairs of women's underwear from the clothesline. Investigators believe that this is not the first time this offender has attended this address either. The offender is described as Caucasian in appearance, aged in his mid-30s, medium build, with short brown hair and thinning on top. He was wearing a light-coloured hooded top with a logo on the front, and he had jeans on. The investigators have released an image of a man they may believe to be able to assist us in our inquiries. And again, you can go along to crimestoppers.com.au. And this photo is
it's
really
fetching. It's a very fetching picture. One. You have to check this one out.
You have to look at it, because it's actually a washing line, is the best way I can describe this. It's probably a closed area environment, but it's a headshot of someone putting their head through the top of a clothesline. You have to, when we're talking about knickers, you sort of go, oh, gee, that's a lot of big baggy whites hanging on that washing line. But it's actually not. There's a variety of items on there. But it's an unusual one. And usually these type of offences can lead to more serious crimes.
And
so
what
that's
we do
really
know,
important.
Though, there's a heaps on the line in this picture when he's actually perusing them. We do know that after you left, there's one or two items less.
Yeah, exactly. So, and he's been doing this for some time, particularly at this address. So what we're asking for is, have anyone else experienced something else missing off their washing line, and particularly underwear or anything like that in the Northcote area? If you have, we urge you to contact and report the theft. You may think that it's only something small, and often enough people do have something stolen. I'm not going to bother to report it. But in this, it's really vital to say that there's a piece of information for how long something's been going on for, the duration, and also this type of offender can actually escalate and become a more serious sex offender.
Yes, you are on Joy 94.9, Victoria Police Community Hour, Lecturer Wellens, Greg Atkins. Lecturer, of course, is the state content expert for Victoria Police, manages gay and lesbian liaison with Victoria Police. Welcome.
Thank you.
Greg Atkins, I head the Anti-Violence Project of Victoria with a fantastic crew of people that are emerging around the state as we plug the state into AVP Connect, which is just an awesome initiative around the state.
It is, and that's where we keep growing and spreading the word, the importance of support within the community, especially in rural areas.
Now, today we've talked about Chadstone, Christmas shopping, the police and move they've made to make it safe between the 21st and the 26th of September. We've talked about a public appeal for burglary at South Bank. Much, much more to come. You are on Joy 94.9. joy.org.au is our website. Get out there, check us out all the way through summer. Fantastic music, great specialist programming, good interviews, and you'll hear Glow Light, the Victoria Police Glow Show, or the Victoria Community Hour, as we are.
We keep going.
We'll continue all the way through summer, and we'll actually do a twist on the theme during summer.
Let's do that. Let's lighten things up, hey?
Speaking of that,
did you know? Well, this is a new little thing that I'm just putting in there. So put your volume up just a fraction, because this might affect a lot of people within our community.
Pause up.
That's right. Did you know that it's an offence to drive with your dog or any other animal on your lap? Did you?
I didn't know at all.
You see quite a bit of it, don't you?
Well, farm boy, you used to, you know, you'd ride your motorbike and have your dog sort of jammed on the petrol tank between your thighs.
And on the back, and they're everywhere. But and, that's a little bit different. What we're talking about here is around the CBD or along on a road. So on a highway, it basically falls under the road safety rules of 2009. It's a $704 fine, would you believe? And don't forget the 20 cents that's tacked onto that. If people are caught breaching the rule, they can face that fine. I just thought it was an interesting one because it's a reminder that a lot of us actually have animals that are our babies. And how we care for them. And, of course, we've got the pets. What's it called? Our show here on Joy?
Pets Allowed. Fridays, every Friday at noon here on Joy 94.9. Pets Allowed.
And it's really important. And it shows that we've got a show here at, on Joy about dealing with those issues of pets, and it's a really important part of our life. But the other thing is it can be a distraction as well, so that's why it's very, very serious. But also, if you really love your pet, you shouldn't have it, you should have it in a harness and supported as well, because in an accident they can actually die themselves, and they can actually do a lot of damage to other people in the car, and I hate to say it, as they bounce around in a car accident as well. So you can end up with some really terrible injuries as a result of having a pet loose in the car, and if you do have an accident, yeah, and of course the pet will have injuries and most possibly die as well.
So take those steps. It's not just yourself. If you have kids, it's not the kids, it's not the people that are travelling with you, it's your pets.
That's right, like we're saying, about taking care in at this time of year and being vigilant. So why don't you think about getting a safety harness for your pet for Christmas?
What a great gift idea.
Exactly. Avoid that fine of $720.20. Imagine how many harnesses you could buy for that for your puppy or a little bit of bling collar. So it's just it's an odd spot that I'd like to mention. We've got a few others, which is quite interesting.
What? I heard a tale this week about a poster boy happening about, you know those Crime Stoppers posters?
Yeah.
Where you see them on the railway stations and there's, you know, everyone sneaks a bit of a look.
Yeah, they're pretty good. A lot of the railway stations have Crime Stoppers, like a little corner where they put up posters of the most wanted, etc., and those sort of things. What did you see?
I heard that a man who went to Belgrave Railway Station actually stole a Crime Stoppers wanted poster from a board after checking it out and ended up starring in his own poster.
Well, that's why he stole it. That's exactly right. He looked up at a poster, saw his own image in the poster and decided, oh, this is not a good look because I'm travelling with other people. That's me. Grabs a poster, rips it down. The funny side of this is police now know, obviously, have seen an identity by CCTV of a person doing this and ripping down the poster. So it now appears there's a new Crime Stoppers poster out for images of himself stealing the poster and stealing himself. So that's just a little quirky one that's happening out there. So we thought we'd just lighten the load there as well.
Have you checked out those posters at your nearest railway station? Is it Windsor? Is it Paran? Is it all the way out there in Frenchy Gully or Belgrave?
Sunshine have got one. There's a lot Footscray of different places. Yeah.
Check it out. Go and have a look and see if you find yourself in one of the images.
Yeah, or someone you know, more importantly. You know. And notify Crime Stoppers or Victoria Police, of course.
Remember, if you see something,
say something.
And this is the Victoria Police Community Hour. Guess what? We've got a public appeal happening, willful and obscene exposure, which happened on the Water Gardens railway line, 6th of September, not that long ago. And police are looking for a man who's believed to expose himself to a woman travelling on a Water Gardens bound train on the 6th of September 2012.
The woman boarded the train at Parliament Station around about 9:30 in the morning. It was alleged that the man moved to sit down opposite her and expose himself as the train approached Sunshine. The woman pressed the emergency assist button and the man got off at the train station at Albion Street. We've released an image of a man whom they believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries. He's described as...
he's described as about 40 years old, 175 centimetres tall. He has a slim build, greasy brown curly hair down to his jaw. He has brown eyes and a dark complexion, possibly a fake tan. Check out this information. You'll see three great pictures. Does he have a fake tan? Do you know this man? How do they find him?
That's right. And we've got, this is a case reference on crimestoppers.com.au, which is CA6503. And we've got a man with long, wavy, brown hair, as we said, all going on black. There's three good images there. So we encourage you to go along and have a look. I'm not sure if it's a tan or not.
Get out and check the Crime Stoppers website. We'll see what you believe. Thanks for joining us today. It's been fabulous. Electra Wellens from the Victoria Police, Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project. But you're the most important partner in this partnership.
And I'd just like to remind everyone, remain calm and be safe. That's your little motto to say to yourself. Remain calm and be safe.
And remember, if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.